All right. Good evening, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon. I'm your host this evening for Lehigh Valley Discourse on WDIY. And as you know from that theme song, we talk about business in the Lehigh Valley. And this evening, we've got some real exciting things about business to share with you. I want to give a special thank you or shout out to Miriam Huertas of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. She's the VP of the Allentown Chamber, who helped to coordinate the guest visit here tonight. So, Miriam, thank you very much. And I want to thank Bill Nell. He's our producer, and he'll keep us in line as we go through tonight's show. If you haven't read a newspaper or driven to Allentown lately or in the past year, you might feel a bit like Rip Van Winkle. The changes there are amazing. The energy level is just so exciting, eclectic. And someone, I think it was one of our guests, said to me that the cranes there today are the new mechanical birds migrating to the city. And so I've never seen so much activity. I was just in Allentown, and that's our focus of tonight's show. It's Allentown and what's happening, and it's not your Billy Joel Allentown anymore, folks. It's not. Allentown has an amazing history. At the turn of the 20th century, they had fully recovered from the disasters of the 19th century. They had silk mills that were really producing, and they had diverse economy and everything until the 1930s, and then in the 30s, the chamber got together and started to look forward. And then we hit some times in Allentown, probably with Hess's going no longer available to us, some of our financial centers leaving. Things were not the way they used to be in Allentown, but let me tell you, they are rising, and they're much better than they have ever been. And so hold on, you're in for excitement when you go there. My guest this evening, Peter Lunas, who was on the show about 8 years ago. We couldn't believe how long ago. Peter was on the show talking about the opportunities and what Allentown could have and what he saw in his vision. Tonight, Peter is back with us, along with Megan Hill, who is the Hamilton District Main Street Manager, and Santo Napoli, who is the owner of the Archive. And we're talking about this excitement and activity. And folks, please call in. If you've been down there and you've seen it too, share with us what your feelings are. The number is 610-758-8810. 610-758-8810. So please, you know, let us know what you're seeing and what you're hearing. We would love to talk with you. However, let me first talk a little bit about my guests. And I want to introduce Megan first. Megan is, as I said, the Hamilton Street District Manager. She's also a graduate of Penn State with a degree in Recreation, Park, and Tourism Management, and I'm a Parks and Rec from Penn State.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
They didn't have tourism back in the last century, but yeah, all right. She has a concentration in community and commercial event coordination, and so you're perfect for what you're doing right
now. This was right up my alley.
Yeah, it's working well. Wow. She grew up in New Freedom, PA, but she moved to Allentown last August, and in her bio, she says she can't imagine leaving the Lehigh Valley. She's working for the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber, and she's just doing all exciting things. Welcome, Meg, to Lehigh Valley Discourse.
Thanks for having me.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with the folks and your background?
I have a background in events coordination. That's really where my interests lie. But since starting this position, I'm really a jack of all trades, you could say, wearing a lot of hats. And those things, especially the business development aspect of my job, has become a passion of mine. And I knew nothing about the Lehigh Valley moving here. I moved here because my fiance is from the Lehigh Valley, and I've just fallen in love with it. I couldn't imagine being anywhere else now that I'm here.
Well, good. We have a transplant, yes. hopefully that'll continue to bring others. Yeah. Santo is from the Reading area. He's a graduate of Alvernia University with a degree in marketing and a minor in management. He's the son of Italian immigrants. And in 1999, he and his brother Giuseppe opened their first location, New York Urban, now known as The Archive, on Hamilton Street. He's always been passionate about downtown, and he also has a shop in downtown Reading as well, we were discussing before. Welcome, Santo.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to share with the listeners before we get on to some of our topics?
Retail's been good for me downtown Allentown, and very happy to be there. And Allentown's been good to me, so we're really excited about the future.
you sort of went against the curve of what was happening in Allentown when you opened New York Urban.
Yes.
How long ago was that now?
We opened in 1999, okay. And it was a challenge back then, but we made it through, and fortunately we're in a good position now to take advantage of all the benefits coming down the road.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and he'll tell you a little bit about what's happening at his store. And last but certainly not least is Peter Lunas, who has also been a transplant to the Lehigh Valley and fell in love with 7th Street when it really was nothing to love. He volunteered with Community Action on 7th Street, and since that time has begun to, well, he's been working now for Community Action Development Corporation of Allentown, and he is the 7th Street manager.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Peter, welcome again.
Thank you. It's good to see you. And it's been a good ride. It's been 8 years, which is kind of amazing.
Incredible. I mean, things are happening. It seems quickly, but there was an awful lot of planning. I remember the thinking and sort of the dreams.
Crawl before you walk, basically. And it's been just really an amazing experience.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful to have the three of you here. And tonight, I'm sure that we're going to go well beyond the 1 hour that we are supposed to have. Bill's sort of looking at me here, but there's just so much happening. Let's first, for our guests, talk about the various districts within Allentown, because it's a large city and it's got multiple areas to it. What are the districts? What's the focus? 19th Street. What's going on down there and what's happening?
It's the West End Theater District. The West End Alliance has been just a great partner of ours. The city has been really wonderful in kind of bringing the groups together. We have a monthly development meeting with all of the community partners, mm-hmm. which is really excellent.
That is great.
That's me saying that. I have to get up at 8:30 in the morning, which is amazing. But they really kind of were, instead of us working in silos, they kind of worked in putting us together and talking about our initiatives. So you do have the West End Alliance, which comes to our groups. We have the Hamilton Main Street Program, mm-hmm. Hamilton District Main Street Program, and the 7th Street Program. But the Development Committee is also looking at, you know, all of the corridors and Union Street, you know, all of the spots in Allentown to say, hey, let's make sure we're including the South Side, you know, and all the other entities.
Okay. And Hamilton Street District now, Meg, that's your area.
Sure. It's the Hamilton District. Consists of the area from 5th to 12th Street,
okay.
and Walnut to Linden.
Okay. So the NIS, the Neighborhood Investment
Improvement Zone.
Mm-hmm. Neighborhood Improvement Zone. It seems like investments lately with everything that's coming in. That goes beyond your district.
Correct.
Okay. So then we get down towards the river area and the riverfront area. Is mm-hmm. that going to be a separate group at some point, do you think, with the city expanding?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then we've got the Arts Park, Arts Walk area. Now, Santo, that's around you, correct?
It's actually right behind my store.
Okay.
At least the extension will be. The plans, according to City Center, will be that they're connecting the Arts Walk, so it's going to actually be complete when they're finished. Right now, there are pieces to it which are very nice, but it is incomplete. So City Center is going to finish that up, and they're going to put a nice bow on it.
Okay. And then not too long ago, we had the growth of the east side because of Coca-Cola Park. And so at this point, there's not a separate Main Street program for the east side, correct?
No, it's definitely included in development discussions, but there is no group, I think, that's really together working on, in terms of, you know, that have
the
popped
development,
up.
Yep. The events going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that pretty much covers all of Allentown, right? So there's pretty many areas, and the focus right now is 7th Street and the NIS, I guess. Hamilton Street down to the riverfront and a couple blocks more on either side, correct?
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great. So, now, Santo, you've been living through this since you opened in 1999. How are you feeling about this? What are the changes you've been seeing, and how has it been affecting you, your business?
It's amazing to see it's actually happening, because for years there have been talks about arenas and back with previous administrations, and you know, there was a lot of talk and a lot of, you know, newspaper articles, but there's never a shovel in the ground. And now to see, you know, all the activity around me, it just really feels reassuring that this is actually happening. And it's really exciting, because I think the arena, although it may not be the pillar of the NIS, I think it's the catalyst that makes everything else happen. And I think the development that comes along with it is really what's going to make this thing as special as it can be.
Okay. And Peter, you've been here not as long as Santo, but how did you ever have a vision for for what 7th Street is beginning to look like today?
I'm a real estate kind of guy. I'm an investor. I also like fixing old buildings. Interestingly enough, I love, you know, wrecks of buildings.
Obviously.
And the building that I live in on 7th and Liberty was a building that hadn't been used for 20 years. So it was really the story of 7th Street. There was kind of a disinvestment for probably 20 to 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I come from immigrant parents. They worked hard. And what happened with 7th Street at the same time as I was coming on board, where we saw this great immigrant population that was grabbing their own piece of the American dream. So they saw the opportunity. I only saw opportunity in 7th Street and Hamilton. And interestingly enough, it's with a little direction, we've been able to be great advocates for the merchants that have moved on to 7th Street and kind of help them out.
Well, I think, you know, you started that wave. You were sort of the pebble that started the movement down there, because I remember talking to you about the investment. I'm thinking, oh, does he know what he's doing?
I'm Greek. I think the mythology was the rock up the hill.
Oh, okay.
So, we've had amazing partners. I mean, I have a group of volunteers that you can't beat, and the program really was fantastic, but the community was also ready for it.
Yeah, there's a theory that you have to hit bottom before you can start to build back up again. And we all kept thinking we had hit bottom, but apparently we had not. And now we're starting to rise. So it's wonderful to see. Now, Meg, you don't have any of this history.
I don't have the history.
So you're coming to Allentown with fresh eyes. So
exactly.
What do you see? What did you see when you first came in, and what are you seeing now?
I came here, again, really not having a history of Allentown or the direction that we're now moving in. I'm fortunate enough to be here now and to see all of the fantastic things going on, the development taking place, the investment that is happening in Allentown now, and to see people like Peter and like Santo who have rooted themselves in the community and are doing the great work that they're doing. It's just so exciting, and it's such an honor, really, for me to work alongside people like them and to be a part of this as well. And like you said, I have a fresh perspective of Allentown. I wasn't here when things weren't as exciting, and to be a part of it now is just fantastic. I'm really happy to have the opportunity.
Had you heard Billy Joel's Allentown before
I
you
did,
came here?
Yes.
All right.
I did.
All right. Listeners, if you have any thoughts or observations that you'd like to share with us, again, the number is 610-758-8888. 610-758-8810. Peter, I'm going to put some pressure on you right now.
Yay.
You know, you had this vision, you know, back in 2004, 2005. Let's go fast forward. Take a look at Allentown 7th Street in 2020.
Oh, 2020. I hope my building restoration is done. That would be nice.
Well, I'm giving it time to do that.
That's a good amount of time. I hope it's done a lot faster than that.
Okay, 7 years from now.
7 years from now. Interestingly enough, I always say we're in year 7 of a 20-year approach to revitalization. So I'm hoping we continue on that approach. And what we see is we're almost at 100% occupied in terms of storefronts.
Are you really?
We were at 60% vacant when we started, and we're running around 98, 99% occupied. Oh. So what we are seeing are the ground floor apartments turning into more storefronts. What I would like to see is a continuous line of storefronts, beautiful little cafes. We have so many great ethnic eateries, our newest being an Ethiopian place that just opened, the only in the Lehigh Valley. But what we're seeing are cafe tables, and we're seeing music on the streets, and we're seeing really something that someone quoted years ago, the red carpet leading up to the main event.
Yeah,
it's really exciting.
Okay, and I'm going to switch. Santo, 2020, what are you envisioning that's going to be happening down around your store or in your business in Allentown?
I envision a lot of feet, and that's a good thing for Hamilton Street. Feet is great for retail and restaurant, and I think it's going to happen with the development of all the office space, bringing those workers downtown. And I think by default, those workers end up becoming residents, and consequently, they start supporting, you know, businesses in the area, whether it be restaurants or retail. So they end up staying in on Hamilton and eating. They end up shopping, and that's what we want. You don't want a city to be a ghost town after 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I think having the offices turning into residents really is going to be the main catalyst for the redevelopment.
Okay, and Meg, as you look at where you want to take the Hamilton Street District and activities, or how the merchants are working together, or who their target market is, what do you see happening over the next seven
sure.
years?
Sure, I would it would be right in line with what both Peter and Santo said. I would like to see busier sidewalks. I would like to see Allentown come alive in the evening, and people staying and eating and dining and going to shows at the arena and that sort of thing. I would like to see our merchants come together and know what each other are doing, know the hours that each other are keeping, and find opportunities to partner and cross-promote. And I would like to see, you know, some of the businesses, that are on our wish list come downtown, you know, to create so that we not only have a business district, but also a shopping district, to have Allentown truly be a destination.
Yeah, I still think we need to get something like a Trader Vic's downtown. I saw one in Boston that really fit nicely into an urban area.
I have a Sears building that's available.
Yeah, I looked at Peter because I was like, he's got a space for that.
I mention that every time I'm in a meeting.
Well, yeah, that. And I think that eventually those things will come. Another thing I would like to see is to have a larger population of young professionals living and working in downtown Allentown. I have full faith that that will eventually be our reality down there. And once we have them there, retail follows residential, and we'll have those things that they'll want.
And the good news is the timing's perfect for that, because the trend nationwide is young professionals are moving back into urban areas. Mm-hmm. So I think Allentown's in a prime position right now to capitalize on that trend, and it should make for a better environment for the downtown district.
Well, and you know, when you live someplace, you want to be able to walk.
Sure.
And you want to be able to walk to get things. It's not just a walk to take a walk. You want to walk to dinner. You want to be able to walk to entertainment. You want to be able to just take a leisurely walk with your dog. And so that's so important, and that looks to be what's going to be happening in downtown Allentown.
It's a very exciting time.
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow. Now, in order for all this to happen, I mean, there's been a lot going on behind the scenes, but obviously the city has been a key player, because you've got to get over some zoning and permits and planning and all that kind of stuff. And there were a lot of steps, and I know, Peter, that you went through a lot of steps. And I'd like you to share, if you could, with our listeners. I mean, it's nice to have the nice-looking facade, but there are a lot of steps to getting to that point where you actually are painting the front of that building or putting up that new facade. As a community development professional, what are some of the challenges that you had over the last 7-8 years as you sort of got to this point?
Oh, it's been really easy.
Yeah.
You know, interestingly enough, it's kind of like having a belief that people want things better and they want to see changes, and really maybe you have to kind of package your questions in a different way. You think that the shortest distance is the straight line, the two points between a straight line. But it takes work. And what it really is, you know, a year of my life working with the city of Allentown to change zoning law, you know, comprehensive, you know, we looked at everything. And having a city that was willing to look at changing zoning law, the departments are amazing. You know, the mayor, you know, wonderfully, like, kind of just kind of worked at each department, getting the right people in, recognizing when the right people were in, and kind of elevating them, which was great. And, you know, change is hard. You know, you're getting people to see things that were always a certain way.
Correct.
And belief that they're going to catch on to the vision. And I think that they really have. But there were years, just years of, you know, anticipating what zoning laws needed to be changed. How do you work with the police department to say, you know, how do you change zoning laws to kind of fit into the right ordinances? Building standards, every single aspect of it has been really amazing. It's an amazing effort, but it's one of the, each one was a piece to a puzzle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listeners, we're going to take a short break. Please stay tuned. And again, if you want to call us after the break, it's 610-758-8810. Okay, here's our break.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Tobacco-Free Northeast PA. May 31st was World No Tobacco Day, but it is not too late to make today your day to quit tobacco for good. They can help with professional counseling and ongoing support. For further information, 1-800-QUIT-NOW or tobaccofreene.com.
Back, and this is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse, and I have three guests this evening with me, and we're just all excited about what's happening in downtown Allentown. We have Meg Hill, who's the Hamilton District Main Street Coordinator. We have Santo Napoli, who's the owner of the Archive, and Peter Lunas, who's the 7th Street Development Committee, but also Community Action Development Coordinator. Okay, there's a lot to that, Peter. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I stumbled over that. When we took our brief break, we were looking at or talking about what all it takes to make these changes happen. It seems like if you haven't been in Allentown, it's overnight, but it's not. It's been 7-8 years and longer of everybody putting in sort of their blood, sweat, and tears. So working with the city, working with all the departments, doesn't come easy. The mayor's been very helpful as far as sort of guiding and supporting that process. What about helping people change their attitudes? How do you do that?
You mean perception or the...
Yes, perception, yeah. Yes.
Well, you work. You get up and work every mm-hmm. day. I think Meg can agree with that. Is basically, I've said that over and over. It's like you hear it and you take those kind of... When we started, we got the why bother mm-hmm. was what we heard. Yeah. And, you know, you're going to get people on board from day one that really want to see change and believe in it. And you're going to get people midstream. And then there are other people that are going to say, wow, things have been changing there, and they kind of just take a look, which is great.
Yeah, yeah. Meg, when you look at what you're doing now, and you mentioned that the your vision had a lot of the young professionals living, working mm-hmm. down there, and I think all of you do as well, have that as part of your vision. What about the retired population? You know, do you see that group also coming to downtown Allentown to live? With the, you know, proximity of being able to walk to things, doing things. I mean, do you have sort of like a split target market here between the young professionals and I'm going to call them young retirees?
Sure. I think that there's something for everyone in downtown Allentown. I think that anybody could live there and work there or retire there and have the convenience of everything that they would need, you know, for entertainment, for dining, shopping. Certainly, I think that that's a great possibility.
Yeah, because a lot of what I read because of my generation, that we're coming back to the city as well because mm-hmm. We want to scale down.
Right.
Have something smaller, but something that's accessible and not necessarily have to be in a car all the time.
I think Santa and I both want to be young retirees.
Well, yeah, you know what? You guys are always going to be working, I have a feeling. You're always going to be investing in something.
How about it?
But Santa, I want to talk to you because there's a lot going on downtown. I mean, even just right next to you, this building has just sort of popped up out of the ground on 7th and Hamilton. How is it affecting, and how are you working around that as far as being a merchant and making sure that you have customers that are still coming in, even though there might be things sort of obstructing? And, you know, how do you continue to reassure them?
Well, fortunately for me, we've made ourselves a destination over the last, you know, 14, 15 years. So my customers are pretty devoted. A lot of the merchandise I carry, you really can't find in many places, which makes us much more unique than the malls and other stores. And my customers have been resilient. They find their way there. I've been fortunate. The folks at City Center have been great working with me, you know, since they're the ones who are developing that high rise next door to me. And we try our best to coexist and not get in each other's way. So far things have been okay. It's been a little challenging. I'm not going to say it's been blue skies, but the short term there might be a little there might be some problems, but long term, you know, the end result is all I care about.
Sure. And why don't you share with our listeners what's happening at your store these days?
Well, we've been making a lot of changes. Last fall, we redid our facade, which was a massive project. I own three properties, and all three properties had different facades. They were in disrepair. They were dated. And we found, my architect and I managed to make a cohesive facade that really ties together all three buildings nicely. And our favorite part is we maintained... There's a old stone frieze above our facade, which was from 1929, and that's currently being restored as we speak.
Nice.
And that's going to be kind of a nod to history. We're going to restore that so it looks just like it did in 1929. Mm-hmm. Below that will be the nod to 2013 with LED lighting, the color lighting, and a fresh facade. So it's going to be a mix of kind of old and new. And after that, we're doing some interior renovations, and we're really just positioning ourselves in a way that we're ready for this new revitalization.
Okay. Talk a little bit about how you're changing your approach to the market from your how you're doing the interior to the lines that you're carrying.
Well, we're definitely going, we're trying to trend more boutique, but not boutique in a sense where we're trying to find like a happy medium, but we're definitely changing the look of our stores and also with the lines. We've already opened accounts with some premium lines such as 7 for All Mankind, Hudson Denim, really quality product that you only find in, you know, King of Prussia and some other nicer areas. So we're starting to kind of position ourselves with the merchandise mix that when these young professionals do come down and they'll be able to shop in our store and feel comfortable with our assortment.
Do you get any pushback from those lines? You're going to sell this in Allentown?
A little. Some are skeptical, but it's never stopped me before. If I'm interested in something and if I think it's going to work, I'm just going to make it happen. And to count on other people, it's not my style.
Okay. Yeah, you've sort of been out there doing your own thing, and that's great. That's wonderful. Now, Meg, as all of this stuff is happening, you're still doing events.
Yes.
Yeah. So please share with our listeners some of the things that have recently occurred in downtown Allentown, as well as some of the things that you have on your calendar.
Sure. We just had an incredible Blues, Brews, and Barbecue, the 6th annual event that was held on June 8th. And it was my first event, both attending and partnering with the City of Allentown and Tara Craig, who is the City Events Coordinator, to put that event on. And it was a fantastic experience for me. I was amazed by the turnout. I had many people remark that it was the best turnout that they had ever witnessed for that event. And we had beautiful weather, thank goodness, but also wonderful vendors, artists, performers, a fantastic group of volunteers who made that event possible. And, of course, I have to give a shout-out to our clean team who volunteers all day long to help us put that event on from setup to tear down. They were with us from 7 in the morning until almost 2 a.m.
Wow.
Helping us on that day of the event. So that was our biggest event last year. I think we estimated about 8,000 people, and it's safe to say we well surpassed that number this year. We also have our monthly event, First Mondays, which is a networking opportunity for local businesses and organizations in Allentown to come out and to, you know, meet somebody new and connect and build their network. And we have them at a different location every month. This coming first Monday, July 1st, will be at the Brew Works in Allentown. And we do things like light refreshments and drinks and a giveaway, but we also have something new that we started since I came on 5 months ago, is a community information table where people can share, you know, promotional information about their business or organization. I just think it's a really good platform to do something like that, to let others know what you're up to and what's going on in your community. People are so busy running their business, it's hard for them to get out, but you know, to know what's going on and to be informed is a really good thing. And that's been very successful. Those events are very successful. We've been averaging about 150 in attendance every Monday. So I would encourage anybody who hasn't attended First Monday to check it out.
So is it open to the public?
It is.
Public? Mm-hmm. So it's not just to the business owners?
Sure, yeah. Anyone from the community, we would encourage anybody to come out. It's a great time, and you can get that information on our website, HamiltonDistrictMainStreetProgram.com. We also are... we have our Summer in the City music series for the seventh year. Just today, we had a, again, beautiful weather and a fantastic performance by Tiffany Grachowski, accompanied by two others. And it's on the PPL Plaza at 9th and Hamilton Streets every Thursday from 11:45 a.m. to 1:15 p.m. And people can grab lunch from one of the great downtown eateries and come out and enjoy the sun and music. It's just another way for, you know, people to get out and I feel like events create this sense of identity for a community, and it builds this cohesion, and it's an important thing to do. And then we have others coming up, our Downtown Allentown Restaurant Week, which 7th Street, we're partnering with them, and of course the City of Allentown, to host that July 14th through the 20th. You can also get that information from our website. And we have Party on the Deck coming up. August 22nd is our other big event.
And that's on a parking deck in downtown?
On the spiral deck.
On the spiral, deck
Hess's
in downtown. Deck.
Yeah.
Now, I guess it's the PPL deck, so whenever downtown deck. A lot of activity, a lot of things going on, and you're doing this despite all the mechanical cranes and everything else going on.
No, that won't stop us. And that actually, I have found that's maybe what's playing a part in drawing more people in. There's all this buzz going on about Allentown. They're reading about press conferences taking place and, you know, new announcements on future developments, and people do want to get a look. Actually, one of our First Monday events was at City Center, and they hosted us up on their rooftop, tours up to the rooftop to overlook the arena project. And otherwise, how would you get to see that from that angle? You know, so it is exciting.
Oh boy. And Peter, I know that you have done a lot of events on 7th Street. When we first talked, there was some neighborhood, and I'm going to forget what it was, but it was like a Saturday picnic or cleanup or something like that.
We did our spring offensive.
That's right.
Yeah, where we kind of dressed up in our camo T-shirts and with sevens on them. And, you know, we've done our sixth year of it, which is really amazing. We've greened the street. We've planted blocks of sugar maples. We've partnered with Old Allentown and the Jordan Heights area to do the we call them Heritage Gateway blocks, or the blocks leading up to 7th Street. We've planted well over 150 trees, which is kind of exciting. They're in their fourth year now. Planters, we've just put another 16 planters out, so we're at about 40 planters on the street. Merchants take care of them really wonderfully. We just put out bike racks, which is kind of exciting, with a branded 7 logo.
They're beautiful.
Thank you.
Very, very noticeable. They jump out at you when you're...
And it's working with the city and kind of say, how do we handle something like bike racks where they're in the public right of way? And they were just great as far as like kind of cracking the code to say, you know, like which way, what are the parameters, how does this work? As we work to be a more green city and handling green initiatives in that respect. But It's been great. Yeah. We did our Day of the Dead a couple of years, so it's a whole bunch of events.
Yeah. And you had mentioned before, when we were talking before the show, that about the occupancy, and that you're now, I think you even mentioned, you know, that you're very close to almost fully occupied, and that's just happened in these 7 years.
Yeah, we don't have retail space, which is kind of interesting. The spaces that have opened have stayed opened. When they do become vacant or available, they're rented before, you know, I can, you know, we can even chase after them. We're always chasing after the new merchants, so we can help them with the program, let them know, like, about our advocacy efforts, and you know, kind of help them navigate through City Hall. Our as easy as it is to get through City Hall nowadays, a lot of times it's really helpful to kind of let the small business owner who doesn't have the resources or the time available to kind of just help them through the process, which is great.
Well, it's still daunting because all they're focused on is getting their business open.
Yes.
And so they don't really realize everything else that has to go
exactly,
and support that.
Exactly, and let them know, like, who to go to in City Hall, how to get through the process as quickly as possible.
Correct.
It's been great. Yeah, we're almost at 100% occupied, which is great.
Wow. That is now 7th Street. Where is your actual? What blocks do you?
The joke, of course, is that I have no boundaries.
Okay. I would agree. Okay.
But we have historically run between Linden Street and Washington Street. It's 8 blocks. It's about 120 storefronts, as we're looking at the next round of designation with the state, we're looking to extend our borders up to the Whitehall Bridge.
Are you really?
Yeah, which is more residential, but it's a key part that's not being addressed right now. I mean, as far as we could be a good group to help address it a little bit more thoroughly.
With the arena and the event center, are they anticipating that 7th Street will be the main corridor into that facility?
I think we're looking at 7th Street definitely getting an increase in traffic. But with the American Parkway Bridge, I expect that they're going to be coming down American Parkway as well.
Okay, off of 22 down through that way.
We're hoping that they come down 7th.
Okay, be open and see what's going on. So let's talk a little bit about timeline. I know, Meg, you had said that were going to have a meeting with City Center and maybe could get some updates on some of the things that are going on. There's been articles in the newspaper, and I'm sure people have picked up pieces of what's happening. But, you know, the business offices, the apartments, the arena, what kind of time frame are we looking at that all these pieces are going to start to come together and meet?
I think generally overall we're looking at the bulk of it happening within the next 18 to 36 months, would be safe to say. I think Santo had pulled some
I know
exact
the high rise next to me, the National Pen Building, they plan on having National Pen in there May 2014.
Mm-hmm. Until next year.
So we're looking at less than a year, and the rest of the office space in that building will be ready in a couple months later. And that's going to be right next door. The Arts Walk and the residential units behind me, which would be 7th and Linden Street, that was a press release a few weeks ago. They're looking at a proposed fall 2014 completion date.
Okay.
I mean, you're seeing all this building go up, and the Butte Center has just done another expansion, which is amazing. And the building is up like the blink of an eye.
I know. Yeah. I look at that, and I was looking down the hallway when I came to the chamber offices, and it was like, holy mackerel, this thing is huge.
Just, they announced it, and all of a sudden you kind of turned around the corner, and you had your first Monday there last month.
Yeah, we did a ribbon cutting, and it was great. We had the opportunity to walk through the second floor, two of the office spaces that are available there now, and it's beautiful and fantastic. And it was like it was done before I really even expected it to be.
But, you know, and it's such a nice compliment to the PPL building. I mean, the two of them together just really look nice on Hamilton
just
Street.
Great.
So
The exciting thing is hearing from people. I'm a Jersey Cityite, so I had the New York skyline around me all of my life. And to hear someone this week say, it's like, wow, it's like, you know, Allentown is, the skyline is growing. And, you know, we saw the buildings off of 22, and it's kind of exciting. And it's not just about the buildings. I mean, it's about the commitment. I mean, PPL has been there for forever, and they made a commitment to build PPL Plaza. But to see National Pen Bank moving downtown Allentown, they've been one of our both PPL and National Penn Bank have been great supporters of 7th Street financially, and they got the vision very early on.
Yeah.
To see them moving their corporate offices downtown is just huge.
It is.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Listeners, we're going to take another short break. Again, if you want to call in and give us your observations or your comments, 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
And I've been taking care of business. Every day, taking care of business. Every way, I've been taking care of business. It's all mine, taking care of business. And working overtime, work out.
For program support on WDIY, we thank ArtsQuest and the Music Fest Cafe presented by Yuengling, located at the ArtsQuest Center, Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, with performances by Bill Miller Thursday, July 11th, the music of Simon and Garfunkel performed by A.J. Swearingen and Jonathan Beadle Friday, July 12th, Latin Dance Night Saturday, July 13th, and the English Beat Wednesday, July 17th. For tickets, artsquest.org or 610-332-3378.
Lehigh Valley. This is Lehigh Valley Discourse, and I'm Sally Hanlon, your host this evening. And with me in the studio is Meg Hill, who's the Hamilton District Main Street Manager, Santo Napoli, who's the owner of the Archive, and Peter Lunas, who is with Community Action Development Center, 7th Street Corridor. And we're having a great conversation about what's happening in Allentown. And just 5, 6, 7 years ago, Peter and I are not quite sure about the date. We were talking about what could be, and we're seeing it happen now in downtown Allentown. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about timelines, and you guys were sharing some information about a recent announcement that Boots had, and I didn't see that. Could
you
share it?
I think it came just a week after the press conference on the extension of the Arts Walk and the new office space that will be going up there. And this will be Boots. Phase three, a building going up right behind the building that they have currently at 840 Hamilton. And it'll be mixed use, office and residential space, I believe, with a parking deck beneath the building, the first level of the building.
Yeah.
And so that's really exciting, too. And that'll be right behind us. And so there's things popping up everywhere. And within the next year or so, it'll be a much different downtown than it is even right now.
Yeah. So will that go to Walnut Street?
Yes, correct.
I'm trying to get a visual here along the parking lot. Interesting. Okay.
Yes.
So the arena, okay, business offices, apartments. What else? Are you seeing anything else sort of perk its head? Are you getting any different retail that's inquiring about the city and...
I'm showing a property on Saturday to a woman that's looking to open up a coffee shop. So that's kind of exciting. Mm. We're getting a lot of calls, a lot of interest. You know, people that are saying, you know, how do I invest? Where do I go? It's kind of interesting. I think once I kind of say it's like once the lights go on in 2014, you'll probably see a lot more of you know, people looking to kind of say where do I have an idea, how do I get into it?
And where are they coming from? Are they local folks, Peter? Are they people that have just heard about it from the press?
Interestingly enough, they're definitely a good group of local folks, but the thing is not, it used to be that everybody would say, oh, you know, they're all coming from Jersey. They're coming from close by in Pennsylvania, which is interesting, and they're giving Allentown a look, as well as outside of the city.
Sure.
Yes.
Very interesting. Now, this may be a little unfair, but you have a location in Reading and in Allentown. Are you looking to do anything else? Just those two locations? Are you?
At this time, no. I think we're satisfied with what we have, and I think if we grew a little bit more, it would take away from what we're already doing.
Okay, so you want to focus on what you've got and just build from there.
Yes.
Yeah. Santo and I were talking before the show, and I learned that his store in Reading, which I did not know, was in the headquarters building of my old employer, American Bank and Trust. So next time in Reading, I'm going to have to go down to see his shop in Reading and see what that's all about. Okay, we've talked about the city and the city's support. Are you seeing anything else happening as far as agencies, organizations, people sort of now that things are happening, they've got it, so they want to show the support, they want to get involved, they want to, you know, be there to be a part of what's going on? Or, you know, it may be some merchants that didn't get it and now are finally, you know, on the same page. Are you feeling that happening?
For myself, just personally, it's kind of fun to, we've been so fortunate to be supported by great institutions, mm-hmm. as well as, by National Penn Bank, as well as PPL, and having conversations with them to say, how do we continue to support you? We love what's going on. It has to continue. And that's really exciting.
That's nice.
I think Meg hears it all the time. You have people on the street saying, well, this is happening or that's happening. There are merchants that are kind of asking, like, so what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are very curious. I mean, we obviously have great support from the city of Allentown, as well as our funders. And Peter and I now have a great partnership going, and we're doing a lot of great things there. I receive calls weekly about, from people that are either interested in possible, available space to start a business. And it's anything from, small mom and pop businesses that are just looking to expand to franchises that are actually looking at downtown Allentown right now. Because I think that, they're smart enough to see that now is the time to get in before, demand goes up and it's much harder to find a home.
Expensive,
yeah, and not to mention more expensive.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I remember years ago we were trying to, when I was in Bethlehem, trying to get Starbucks to come into the Lehigh Valley, mm-hmm. and they just wouldn't even give us the time of day. And then all of a sudden we got some Wegmans, and then we got Starbucks, and so it's it's like nobody wanted to take the first step, and then when somebody did, everybody figured it was okay. So
sure.
There's a couple of sort of leading folks in that equation. Now, the chamber, the Allentown Chamber, I wanted to mention, I think has grown tremendously as well during this whole period.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It's Miriam has put a lot of energy and activity into that, blood, sweat, and tears. But I think it's sort of everybody's sort of now getting engaged. There was a time it was hard. The Allentown Chamber was the founding chamber of Allentown, mm-hmm. Lehigh County when mm-hmm. I was, and then sort of Allentown got, I don't want to say got lost, but as it expanded into other areas, obviously attention and interest had to go elsewhere. And now it's so great to see the Allentown Chamber coming back as well, mm-hmm. and all the activity that's going on there. And I think, Peter, you're a part of that, right?
I think Miriam started a month before I did.
Yes.
And I met her in my office, and it was kind of great, kind of listening to her. And I said, okay, we have a live one here as well.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
She was selling the Allentown story. She's a long-termer here, mm-hmm. She was selling the vision and the Allentown story a lot earlier than many people were.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. You talk about blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, I have the great fortune of working for Miriam. She's my boss, and so much to learn from her there, and the service that she has to Allentown with the beautiful Inside Allentown Guide.
Oh, isn't that
you've
tremendous?
Seen. Yeah, the fourth one that just came out. I mean, absolutely.
Fourth one?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And she's expecting a fifth. She calls them her babies, so it's appropriate to say she's expecting a fifth. And they're fantastic. They highlight individuals in the community as well as organizations and businesses, and it's, like I said, it's just a great service to Allentown.
Yeah. Well, we are now in our second year of the NIS, and Santo and I had a conversation, or we discussed this briefly before, about how's it going with the NIS, and I was pleasantly surprised when I heard your sort of conversation about your expectations and what you experienced this year. So why don't you share with our listeners from the merchant perspective?
Well, they've done a great job. This year, this past filing season, they bought in Compass Point, and there was a woman, her name was Deanne, who really ended up being the liaison between the merchants and filing for the NIS. And she really helped facilitate, a lot of the reporting, the paperwork, answering questions, and that just made it so much easier than the years past. So we don't really have any issues. The NIS, it's a little extra paperwork, but that's okay because what it's bringing is much, much more. So I can deal with the paperwork.
Okay. Right. And Peter, you sort of bound on that a little bit or on the edge?
We are, the NIS runs up 7th for up till, I believe it's Linden. Nope. Yeah, Linden Street. Or is it Turner? It's two blocks up to in the 100 block of 7th. And I know that the city was very proactive, as well as members from Community Action Development Corporation, to kind of help with the paperwork, make sure everything was taken care of. And that's, again, you talk about how the city's been, and it's just been this thing saying we can identify what could be a potential issue and take care of it, meet it, you know, kind of head on.
Right. And work it through, not just shut the door on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a growing experience for everyone.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And I believe, you know, Easton has done the same thing with some of its, you know, and we're hearing a lot more about Easton these days as well. So that, you know, it's the partnership with the cities that really helps to pull things together. Now you mentioned, and I heard you mention the clean team.
Yes.
Megan, could you just share with our listeners what the clean team is?
I would be happy to. I love our clean team. I have a great relationship with Mike Morrow, who actually sits on one of my committees, the Safe, Clean, and Green Committee. So it's a good fit. And we partner with them for any events that we do. They help with setup, you know, tables, chairs, staging, tents, that kind of thing, as well as cleanup. And this is a program for men who go through a series of rehabilitation programs. They've come into a hard time in their life and they need help getting back on their feet. And that's exactly what the Allentown Rescue Mission does. And so they have to go through a series of things before they actually are enrolled into the Clean Team program. And then they're taught work skills, you know, building, creating a resume, and just generally building skills that they'll need to enter the workforce once they graduate from the clean team. But they're out there every day in the rain, in the snow. they keep Allentown beautiful, and they do a great job. And I've actually become friends with a few of them out there. My favorite guy is Derek, and I talk to him every day, and he's just got the biggest smile on his face. And I hear people thanking them, you know, thanks for being out here and thanks for doing what you do and for working so hard and for cleaning up and for to be a part of what Allentown is becoming, a beautiful place that's attractive and that's inviting.
So was the clean team the idea of the rescue mission, or was it the idea of the district and the two got together? How did that come about?
The clean team, I think, was an idea from the rescue mission.
Okay.
And forgive me if I'm wrong, but I do believe historically they came from the rescue mission and they saw, you know, kind of a need, as well as kind of a need for the city and a need for the gentleman that, you know, had to go through the program. Mm-hmm. And really it was a win-win for us. We have them coming up 7th as well.
Mm-hmm,
and the difference is night and day. I mean, we have merchants that sweep all the time, but it's a very busy street. And, you know, they've been just great.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yep. Now, you mentioned the clean safety. What's the title of the?
it's a tongue twister. It's Safe, Clean, and Green.
Safe, Clean, mm-hmm. and Green. Okay, so safe. Obviously, when the city was not as ambitious and had as much activity, there were some perceptions about downtown Allentown. Are the three of you seeing those perceptions change? What's going on as far as safety? Are people feeling more comfortable? Will they park places and not be afraid that their car is not going to be there? How are you?
Well, they have every reason to feel more comfortable and to feel safe in downtown Allentown. We work very closely with the Allentown Police Department. Captain Glenn Dorney is the co-chair, as well as Mike Morrow, on that committee. And, you know, they keep us in the loop of what's going on, what they're facing as the police department, and he actually reports crime statistics to us, and they have generally consistently been going down. It is a safe place to be, and so we work very closely with them and have a great relationship with them, and addressing the issues of perception, and it all kind of folds in together. You know, keeping it a beautiful place gives people the perception that it is a safe place, and having more people downtown. You know, it's vibrant, it's busy, there's things going on, it's more inviting mm-hmm. and welcoming.
Yeah.
And part of the, Meg had mentioned earlier the Blues, Brews, and Barbecues, and I was volunteering part of the day, and it was great to hear so many people saying, there was one man that said, I haven't been to downtown Allentown in 20 years, and
oh
he says,
gosh.
I can't believe how much has changed and how much I'm enjoying this event. And I said, just stop by, you know, regularly at all the great restaurants. You know, it's becoming so much more walkable, which is really great. Mm-hmm. But to hear that now is exciting. They're giving it another look.
Yeah, and I think sometimes people, because they haven't been down, they jump to the wrong conclusions. You know, if you're not familiar with an area anymore, you always don't look at the positive side.
We put our holiday lights up right before Thanksgiving because I know that everyone's driving down 7th Street to get to their family kind of things. And I always hear the next week is my favorite week because everybody says, my family was in from town. They haven't been here for 20 years. And they were saying how great 7th Street's looking. So
yeah,
it's a little bit of that's my little, they have to be up before Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, you have to get in line with PPL's
exactly,
tree and
exactly.
Have all that happen together. That's great. That's great. So we're almost out of time. It's gone fast, and I want to thank you all for being here tonight. For our listeners, give them one or two things that you would like to make sure they remember about either what you've said tonight or about what's coming to Allentown so that when we close for the evening, we'll keep them thinking. Megan.
I'm first up. I would say you have to come and see for yourself, really. If you haven't been to downtown in a year, 2 years, like Peter said, 20 years, you just have to come and see. It's not your grandmother's downtown, but it's a good thing. It's headed in a new direction, and stay tuned, but please come down and see
and
for
watch
yourself.
It.
Right,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Santa.
Well, it's interesting, to be here and watch it firsthand because I've seen Allentown during the down, and to see it resurrect itself is really amazing. And cities are dynamic. I mean, there are cities across the country that go through their ups and downs, and Allentown's on the upswing. And I'm just really excited to be part of it, and looking forward to a lot of new, fresh faces, whether it be businesses, restaurants, and just pedestrians and residents.
Great. And Peter.
Last but not least, our tagline for 7th Street this year is with each visit, a new experience. So it is with every little restaurant that opens, with every spot that provides a positive experience, people are talking, which is great.
Okay. And websites. Can you just give your websites over the air so people, if they want to go check out further?
Sure, gladly. Thank you. www.HamiltonDistrictMainStreetProgram.com.
Okay, Santa.
And the store website is www.TheArchivePA.com.
Okay, and Peter.
And ours is 7th, but with the number 7, 7thStreetAllentown.org. I want to mention one more, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
We have Dine in Allentown. Is it .com?
Yes.
.com for the Allentown Restaurant Week that's coming
yes.
up.
Okay. So listeners, if we haven't whetted your appetite, go to Allentown and you can get your appetite filled by one of these restaurants coming up. We've got Restaurant Week coming very soon, as well as the website that Peter just mentioned. It is just, I was telling Peter on the phone today, I brought my brother-in-law through Allentown on Tuesday. He's a community development person from Colorado. And he was just amazed at everything that he was seeing going on and,
wow.
and the excitement downtown. And it just is, it's incredible. And we're so fortunate that this is happening in the Lehigh Valley. So we want to challenge you to get out there, to get downtown, come to one of Meg's events, maybe stop in the archive shop, seeing everything that he's doing, Santos is doing there. And, you know, amazing to see the bicycle riders on 7th Street. I don't think I'd ever see that again. So, you know,
you might
wonderful.
Get me to fill up my tires. I guess I have to at some point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, or you can keep it tied to
exactly.
the bicycle rack, whatever you want to do. But it is truly amazing. And if anyone knows Billy Joel, please challenge him to rewrite that song because it's not Billy Joel's Allentown anymore either. So thanks for listening, folks. We're glad you're with us tonight. I want to thank Meg, Santos, and Peter for taking the time to
thank
be here
so.
On WDIY.
Thanks.
Bill, thank you for being our producer. Everyone have a great evening and stay tuned for Celtic Fair. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
Well, you are listening to Lehigh Valley Discourse right here on 88.1 WDIY FM Allentown, listener-supported community public radio. And your host, Sally Handlin, this evening covering the economic development of downtown Allentown. Time right now, a few seconds before 7 p.m. This is WDIY FM Allentown, 88.1 in FM and HD, and on our translators, 93.9 serving Eastern and Phillipsburg, and 93.7 serving Fogelsville and Trexlertown, and serving the world on with our signal streaming on the web at wdiy.org. Temperature right now, holding at 79 degrees, dropping down to a low of 55 degrees under mostly clear skies tonight. And, 53 degrees tonight. Tomorrow looking beautiful, sunny and 84 degrees. Saturday looking magnificent, sunny and 85 degrees. Excellent forecast for us. Coming up at in 15 seconds, NPR headline news, and that will be followed by Celtic Fair with your regular Thursday evening host, Rick Weaver.
From NPR.